RadioSaintPete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews Guardians of the Galaxy, now playing in area theaters.
Marvel superheroes can run together. Offhand, can you rattle off the separate plots of all the Iron Man, Thor, and Captain Avenger films? Who does what and which bad guy goes where gets convoluted very quickly. Guardians of the Galaxy introduces 5 all-new heroes into the catalog for us to learn. Thankfully, they have way more personality than any of the Avengers, are visually distinct, and are hysterical. Bravo to Guardians of the Galaxy. In a cluttered world of caped crusaders and brooding protectors, these guys show up with a party, a great 1970s soundtrack, and is the best superhero blockbuster film since the first Iron Man. Before seeing the movie, I had never heard of the Guardians of the Galaxy before. They are nowhere near as famous as their Avenger counterparts, but I think they operate in the same galaxy. Also, hero is a misnomer for this ragtag bunch of mercenaries. They are selfish and are only out for themselves and their respective ends. Any accidental help they may offer to others is usually just a side benefit. Each of them has an attitude, except maybe Groot the Tree, and could care less about any altruistic goals of saving the world. Peter Quill, played by Chris Pratt, has an unearned sense of superiority. Kidnapped from Earth when he was 9 years old, Peter has had to act far tougher than he really is. Referring to himself as Star-Lord is just one indication of his false bravado. Pratt sometimes acts a bit similar to Andy, his character on Parks and Recreation. They're both clueless at times, but unintentionally fall on the right side of the line. The green assassin, Gamora, played by Zoe Saldana, has her own agenda, one the script keeps clouded for a while to make her all the more mysterious. Saldana is no stranger to outer space and playing aliens, as she was in Avatar, and the reboot Star Trek films as Lieutenant Uhura. Naturally, some sexual tension develops between Peter and Gamora, but she is far too cunning to fall for any lowbrow human pickup moves. Drax the Destroyer, played by WWE's Dave Bautista, has revenge on his mind, but deep down is an emotional softy, even though his body is bulging with muscles I have never seen before. Drax is part of a species that is unable to understand metaphor and takes every single sentence literally. Frequently, this situation is the comic relief during tense situations when he zips off a one-liner. Nothing will go over my head. I would catch it. The last 2 gang members are computer-generated. Rocket the Raccoon, voiced by Bradley Cooper, is a surly little guy who is as good with gadgets and technology as he is with large weapons shooting up a room full of bad guys. The result of some unsettling science experiment, Rocket may be the smartest guy in the room, but he also shoulders the biggest inferiority complex and foulest mouth. In the visual effects realm, his character could have easily come off cartoonish, but he's quite a convincing anthropomorphic critter. The last guy is by far the quietest. He can only say 3 words, "I am Groot." Voiced by Vin Diesel, Groot is a humanoid tree who can stretch his branches to fight and do any number of amazing things to get the crew out of sticky situations. He comes across as the Chewbacca character, the least developed of the 5. We have no idea where Groot comes from, or if there are any other Groots. This was a good move by writer-director James Gunn. I like knowing nothing about Groot. He's funnier this way. There are multiple villains and ne'er-do-wells hanging around, but the main baddie is Ronan, played by an unrecognizable Lee Pace. It is hard to imagine the squeaky clean guy from Pushing Daisies under all that makeup bursting at the seams trying to blow up entire planets. Crossover characters from the Avenger universe pop up along the way as well, but I leave it to you to discover who they are. The look of Guardians of the Galaxy is one we have not seen yet. The recent Marvel superhero films take themselves pretty seriously. Each character has their respective baggage and angst to overcome, but this new set can't help but lighten the mood. Peter's spaceship is exactly what a spaceship should look like, populated by a guy who last saw Earth as a 9-year-old in the 80s. There is a tape deck built into the console and shag carpeting. We would never see cassette tapes and shag carpeting in Thor or Captain America. Maybe in Iron Man. The 70s soundtrack acts almost as its own supporting character. Various well-known 70s tunes are played for much longer than songs usually get in films, and they rock along as characters travel from one spot to another or play over an extended montage. The songs also connect the audience, lost out there in a strange and remote galaxy, back to Earth. We know these songs, so all of the strange aliens and locations are that less foreign when the Jackson 5 are with us. Yes, the preview looks ridiculous. This movie should not work. There is a talking raccoon, a walking tree, and space battles. However, Guardians of the Galaxy is the best action film of the year so far. I hope it finds an audience, and people do not stay away just because they do not recognize the characters. I am thankful for the breath of fresh air to the Marvel films, which can get a bit stale after a while. Guardians of the Galaxy is a big risk for Marvel. I hope it pays off, and I give Guardians of the Galaxy 3.5 out of 4 stars.
Guardians of the Galaxy is rated PG-13 and is playing all over town at Touchstar Cinemas Seminole 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, the Regal Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, the Clearwater Cinema Cafe, Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas, AMC Woodland Square 20, West Shore 14, the Britain 8, Movico Palm Harbor 10, the Cinebistro in Hyde Park, and AMC Veterans 24. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.
RadioSaintPete.com.